Thanks, Jen, and aloha, everyone. This Wednesday, May 18th at 5:30 Pacific Time, I'll be continuing the weekly teleconference healing series. And this upcoming topic, preparing for 11th dimensional contact, is actually quite appropriate this time, as that 11th dimensional ship comes even closer into our awareness energy fields. James and the crew have been doing some amazing footage of Skywatch, and we're very grateful to Ted Winslow at tedwinslow.com for the Night Vision Equipment Fundraising Project that he's helping us to do. Don't forget to use coupon code ECETI, ECETI, at tedwinslow.com. Not only will you get a 30% savings on his amazing Solfeggio frequency albums, which are a great tool for you to raise your own frequency, especially in preparation for this 11th dimensional contact. But in addition to the 30% savings, he's donating $6 of each MP3 album download to the ECETI Night Vision Equipment Fundraising Project. And those numbers are adding up, and we're very grateful to all of you that have purchased his album and also to Ted Winslow for supporting us with that fundraising project. After the Skywatch weekend of May 19th to 22nd, the next event, Memorial Day weekend, May 27th to 29th, that's James' signature workshop, the Ambassador Training. And we often get calls and emails of people that are wanting to talk to James and connect with him. Of course, he's only one person, although he is multidimensional. He's still dealing with 3D. So this Ambassador Training workshop is really the best opportunity to learn from James and spend some quality time in his energy. It's going to be a very powerful gathering, and registration is still open for that. We do have lots of camping, and there are lists of suggestions of local accommodations on the website, as our accommodations are full. But you can still come out and camp or stay locally. June 3rd to the 6th, ECETI will actually be closed, as James will return to contact in the desert with lots of new information to share. He'll be doing workshops, a lecture, speaking on a panel, and also doing night vision. It's a great event, and we really appreciate all the people at Contact in the Desert do. Our own conference, ECETI 2016, is once again being held over the July 4th weekend. You may not be aware, but James always tunes in to find out when is the highest frequency and the most appropriate time to hold the conference. And that again came up over the July 4th weekend this year. Jim Mars, who was a recent guest on James's show, will be one of the keynote speakers, as will the beautiful and very intelligent Laura Eisenhower, James' guest tonight. In addition, Winston Shrout, Patty Greer, of course James, and many more will be presenting and interacting with you during that July 4th weekend conference. We'll have Skywatch intention experiments, multidimensional meditations, and also the latest information from these very influential people in the consciousness field. So don't forget to register for that as well. And then Laura Eisenhower, James' guest tonight, is holding her own workshop at the ranch entitled Be the Shift, Awakening Galactic and Unity Consciousness. And that will be taking place September 29th to October 2nd. Laura will be talking more about that workshop in tonight's interview, and registration is now open for this event. So for all the events at ECETI, please go to privateinvitationeceti.com or send me an email to eceti2016@gmail.com. Take care of yourselves and stay in your heart. Thanks, James.
Greetings. Welcome to As You Wish Talk Radio. I'm your host on the BBS Network, James Gillen. I hope you're having a great day. We've got a really good show on here. We've got Laura Eisenhower, and she's a regular guest on the show. And I'm not going to go into a big, long bio because we've got so much to cover here. So I'm just going to go right into it. Laura, are you with us?
I am. Hi, James. How you doing?
Hey, welcome to the show.
It's great to be here again. It's always wonderful.
I remember last time we were on the show, a helicopter came over and it just totally blasted me with a magnetic pulse. It flew right over the tower here, and I thought that was kind of amazing because you can hear it on the show. You can hear it coming in, going you know, really loud, and then kind of cut everything off for a minute. But anyway, hopefully they'll mental not interrupt this broadcast, you know.
Yeah.
Speaking of interruptions, I noticed that the last show I did, I had 6 drops on Skype, and we had the lines checked here. Everything is perfect. There's nothing wrong with the internet. And I'm wondering if you're having the same problems.
I'm having a ton of internet problems. And, you know, after moving from California to here, which I'm glad I did, you know, I've had issues, you know, with interviews dropping, clients, you know, the sessions I do. And I'm like, wait, you know, this isn't good. This is what I do. I do so much online. I can't. So I'm driving around and I'm on my phone and I'm trying to find signals and I'm like, I can't live like this. So I'm going to have somebody, I mean, I don't know. I need to get some of the Organite out of the boxes and start to really work the energy of, you know, whatever is getting in the way.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering if it's AI or if it's, you know, some other influence. It might be our own government. Who knows? But it's probably all the above, you know.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah. this is where we're easily targeted, and they keep amping up, you know, their tactics.
Yeah. I have some questions for you, and I don't know how much you've gotten into it, but, you know, the latest buzz is that General, is it Dunford, and has actually taken over the White House, and that the Republic has been restored, and it's all on hush-hush. They're trying to keep it looking like nothing has happened so they don't create panic. But I've heard so many stories about it's all done, you know, the reevaluation, everything is done. And I get verification on some things, but other things, when I go to the top levels, they said, no, it's not done yet. So I don't know what you've heard about, you know, what's happening in that that program.
God, I mean, this is where I've just sort of fallen out of just, I'm not very informed. I've just abandoned it, really. It's like, you know, it's just kind of like a really bad boyfriend. It's like, okay, yeah, can't trust anything. It's like, just, it's like, you don't know what's authentic and what isn't. I mean, you know, the body's really sensitive. Like, you know, I mean, there's kinesiology and muscle testing. And so,
Yeah. You
know, when we tap into things or we listen to things, I mean, if we have a well-developed bullshit meter, it's going to, you know, help us to see. But I've just like stepped away from all of it. So I can't even comment, which is, I should, you know, catch up. I'm going to be putting out a regular newsletter so that I can comment on, you know, current things and events.
Yeah.
But without having that, you know, discipline, I don't even know where to begin to just get my head wrapped around it.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm sure you get the same thing. I'm sent these emails and they're saying it's done. The cabal is dead. You know, it's over with and things like that. But I'm looking out my window and they're laying chemtrails out, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, well, you know, wait a second. If the cabal is done and this is all over with, why are we still having chemtrails? You know, and there's some other things that are still going on.
And Hillary's not in jail yet. It's just like, sorry, but, you know, these people are alive and kicking and, you know, people are going out of their way to follow them on the campaign trail and they're criminals. So I don't know how it's all being shut down. And that's what I like to be very wary of. It's like, oh, all the underground bases are clear. Oh, the negative ETs are gone. And it's like, yeah, well, maybe, but I'm not going to live, you know, like that's, you know, the case, but I'm, you know, I'm not a fear-based person. I'm not going to live in fear either, but, you know, that's like saying, you know, there's no more disease. Well, we can build our immune system and not be affected by it. We can be better buffered. I mean, we're gaining wisdom over the course of all these lifetimes to be able to be the override frequency, you know, that shifts everything. But to say that it's not there, I would prefer to admit we're stronger and more buffered and more protected and our light body's increasing, you know, but it's like, you can't get rid of the mosquito population. You know, it's just these entities have existed for a really long time. You know, there's a quarantine supposedly put here on the planet to trap the Dracos. And they're freaking out about, you know, this disclosure. And, you know, so I think it's another trap where when disclosure happens, you know, we're assuming that it's coming from a non-influenced place. And you know, and that's where we're easily hooked into, you know, more deception. So, you know, I think we just always have to have a lot of discernment and not make huge assumptions.
Yeah, I agree. I've been hearing all these stories and I do have connections and I do, I mean, I've talked, you know, once a week, I'm in touch with the Golden Dragon family, you know, and we'll just call him O1 for now. But and I talked to these guys personally, you know, and I asked what's going on, and you know, I said, hey, is have you signed off on all this stuff? And they said, no, not yet, you know. And so it's not as far along as people are saying, but it is happening. There are things happening, but I think I'm just a little wary, like you were saying, about dropping your guard, you know, or saying, hey, everything's okay, so you can all just, you know, go shopping, you know, and things like that, because it's still going on. We still need to pay attention to what's happening and do our part.
Yeah, I mean, the culture is built around these agendas. I mean, the programming is embedded in our culture, and, you know, the governments and all the power structures are the voice piece of that. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't believe in the good candidates either. It's the same thing with the excitement over Obama. I mean, we're going to hear a bunch of stuff that sounds good, you know, and I don't mean to be so cynical, but I'm incredibly cynical. It's like, you know, and it doesn't mean I'm closed off either. And I, you know, have abandoned and completely shut the door, but, I don't feel pulled into it at all. You know, talking to Andrew Bishago about potentially, you know, doing more in the political sphere with him, you know, but at the same time, it's just like, you know, I mean, I'm into starving it all and starting amongst us, you know, and just pushing it away and pushing it away, you know, but then there's the whole, you know, getting in there and working it from the inside out. And I'm a little bit on the fence about all that, but, I don't see any of it, you know, really gone. I mean, I think the darkest of elements, you know, have somewhat lifted, but the program remains. And as long as the program remains, we're linked, you know, electronically with the artificial intelligence, and the Dracos are the ones that are connected to the artificial intelligence. And if they're still on the planet and they're working with, you know, a lot of mind controlled Illuminati folks that think, you know, it's going to take us into a utopian society and they're going to get all the rewards and technologies. And I mean, I don't know what they must be thinking with, you know, just all the whistleblowing about the breakaway civilizations and all the things that they were hoping to keep secret. You know, so there is a fracture. You know, but at the same time, like, you know, there's shows and things on television that are really promoting transhumanism, and that's not really gone anywhere. I haven't seen, you know, it's such a far removed timeline from people like us that it doesn't impact us in the same way. But it just seems people are attaching themselves to it instead of, you know, the concept of awakening, you know, dormant DNA or, you know, galactic chakras we haven't visited for a while. Those conversations don't seem to be happening. It's a lot about, you know, just the typical, I think what we kind of expected on an artificial timeline, that we'd be dragged into an imitation artificial technological reality that doesn't promote spiritual development. And I think, you know, we've always known that that's where the future could take a lot of people. And, you know, that's why we do this, all this extra work to, you know, show a different way without being, you know, in that old paradigm model of, you know, the savior or, I mean, we're all very human here, and we joke a lot, you and me, about don't put us on a pedestal, but, you know, the empowerment, you know, it's all the goodies are in all of us, and we benefit from empowering each other, because then we share codes and we activate one another. But yeah, this other thing is not going anywhere. I mean, I don't watch movies anymore. Even I haven't even seen Netflix in weeks. So I'm like really entertaining myself with my own imagination and mind, and it's interesting, you know, to just be so far removed from that. But, you know, I want to kind of revisit it too, so that I can speak on these topics and really assess where we're at, you know?
Yeah. It's like, I know what you're feeling, like, you know, the same thing in the UFO network. People keep asking me about that. And, you know, it's like, I'm about ready to just drop the hammer on the whole thing, because it's a joke. It's a really bad joke right now that they're playing on people. And the joke is, keep it in the past, you know. It's, my God, how long do we have to go over somebody's abduction that happened God knows how long ago, and Roswell and things like that, and the same thing over and over again, you know, and Rendlesham Forest and this other stuff, and the same good old boys are there telling the same old story over and over again. And I always go, well, you know, that's actually part of the cover-up. It's actually either they're either willing participants, knowing or unknowing, that they're covering up the fact that there is contact now, and we already have contact, both good and not so good. You know, we've had contact for quite some time, and you know, let's talk about what's happening now and what's happening on the planet and how this is going to affect humanity on a beneficial way or a harmful way. You know, let's take a good look at this. And what I see is that all that is shoved under the rug. And I know people go for star power. You know, they, you know, it's sad.
Oh, I know.
They don't listen to the message or anything. They just get the goo-goo-eyed thing. And I think that's part of the AI program or whatever, too, that, you know, and the chemtrails and everything else and the fluoride that's dumbed people down. But it's just like, at what point do you go, okay, I heard that story. This same story has been told over and over for 20 years now. And so when are we going to move on to, you know, who are they? Why are they here? What's their culture like? You know, how can they assist us? And who's assisting us and who is interfering?
Exactly. I completely agree. I mean, you know, it's like going from, you know, a conventional type, you know, doctor who's just prescribing drugs and keeping one in sort of that, you know, disease, you know, here's a pill to sort of deal with it. And here's like this sort of unnatural, you know, it's not even a cure, but holding a person in stagnation in this dependency, you know, hooked into, you know, something that feeds on the vulnerability of not being in your power and not being able to heal. If we don't see things from a holistic level, you know, in the larger picture, you know, then we're just telling, you know, stories. It's like, you know, check out, you know, the markings that I got on the ship. I mean, it's just so many, and I'm not, there's no judgment, but it's like, let's broaden our perspective so that we can see it on a holistic level and understand, you know, why we're having the sort of experiences we're having as individuals. What does that mean for the larger picture? What is the collective, you know, dominating factors that we can influence and shift into, you know, these higher earth energies? You know, as long as we don't open those doors, we're, you know, in this time loop and we're being policed by these lower entities. And we know, you know, so many friends and colleagues amongst us that are out there, you know, how to open those doors. But there's so much promotion of, you know, the things that just still keep us, you know, on the hamster wheel, you know. And I get that, you know, people are in that sort of 101 class of just being comfortable with the ideas of extraterrestrials. But if we keep saying they're alien, if we keep, you know, doing this us against them, you know, when it comes to what's playing out on the world stage, and if we don't recognize the genetics we hold that are in connection with this and how much, you know, the negative ETs and the positive are a part of our own alchemical process and awakening, then we're just sitting around the campfire telling stories and we're not moving energy and we're not, you know, switching on what we need to switch on. And that's, you know, it is part of the agenda. They don't want, as long as we're, you know, one extreme to the other and we're not sort of in balance generating Christ consciousness or a higher vibration into the environment, you know, we're easily, you know, manipulated. And, you know, it's everything from the new age deceptions of, you know, only positive thoughts to, you know, the darkest and creepiest of stories and, you know, the doom sort of, you know, victim mentality. And, you know, we have to understand the relationship because the shift is happening within us and all factors are key. You know, you can't put a kid in a bubble growing up and expect it to be strong and healthy later in life. It has to be exposed, you know, to germs and viruses in order to build the immunity. And so on a spiritual level, you know, these lower entities are giving us that opportunity, but we got to go beyond the story so that we can begin to, you know, see, you know, the real galactic immune system, which connects to these higher benevolent beings, you know, but they're a part of our chakra system and a part of our, you know, galactic memories and our makeup, you know? And so it's just, it's the same sort of externalization, but it's in a place that we should be, you know, familiar. Whereas governments are external and we need to cut the cords and divorce it.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. I've been working on my presentation for Joshua Tree and trying to figure out where to go with it. And I was meditating on it. And I kept getting that I really need to tell the real history of Earth. I'm going to try to keep it short so people know what really happened, you know, how we came about, and that we are this big, you know, mix of star nation and a human that was here as well. And people have different degrees of mixes. You know, some people are more star nation and some people are more earthy, you know, and so it's like, but we all have that ability. You know, DNA is not fixed. It's malleable. It's always changing. And we're going through intense changes right now. But I see that one of the biggest things right now is trapping people in this victim program, and that you were created by some race, and so you're subservient. You know, you're never going to step into your own, you know, godhood, you might say. You know, all those programs are running and distractions. You know, that's what I see a lot of these other things are. They're just big distractions to keep you in the past and keep you from stepping into your power and making your own personal, you know, God, spirit, creator connection, whatever you want to call it. But when you bring this information to light, and especially within that genre, boy, talk about, you know, pissing people off and getting censored and asked never to come back again. It's amazing.
Oh, because it just gets so out of the matrix stuff, you know, and it really connects with the earth grids and the healing of, you know, our connection to, you know, this organic ascension and all the manipulations and reversals and dark technologies. You know, they can't get into our spaces easily when we, you know, begin to work the energy and make ourselves a part of the story. You know, we're the living myth. You know, we hold these genetics, we hold these memories, we have, you know, this, you know, awesome connection. And yeah, it's just really interesting how it's hard for people to even, you know, believe it, let alone, you know how to begin to, you know, work with it to affect, you know, the change. And, yeah, you know, there's just so much, you know, information that yanks people away from their own divine center. And, you know, it's a love story. To me, creation is a love story. You know, we're returning to true love. We're divorcing the imposter. You know, we're getting, you know, ourselves in a place of, you know, really honoring ourselves as the temple, you know, and protecting that space and grounding that space. And, I just love, you know, what happens at the ranch, because it really holds that space for people to be able to explore that, you know, because of the knowledge you hold and the power of the land. And, you know, to really work directly with the land is a huge one, because, you know, our electrical circuitry and our, you know, energy meridians and, you know, our chakras and just, you know, these, you know, particular points on our bodies, like, you know, connect with the larger picture and the whole of creation. And, you know, our ability to create harmony and make it sorted out, or, you know, to really work it out on the inside out, you know, generating that vibration into, you know, the physical reality, that's a divine purpose we all carry. You know, and people tend to think, oh, that person has a mission, that person has a purpose, but I don't have a purpose. It's like, are you kidding me? Every single one of us, you know, is tasked with this level of work. That, and if you don't think you are, and it's just, you know, you're just kind of floating around with nothing, you know, to really go on, you know, I mean, think again, because we're all incredibly powerful. And, you know, and as we talk about, you know, on these panels, I mean, the greatest targeting is on our creative imagination and our ability to generate, you know, the future, you know, based on our own instructions and how we connect with divine will and the greater, you know, intelligence of nature and spirit, and how this planetary body was seeded, you know, and our participation in that. Like, we're so far removed from it and ungrounded from it. It's affected, obviously, the tree of life in our DNA. And that, you know, is a part of the agreement we had to be on the path of, you know, knowledge. But knowledge also connects with Chiron and being wounded, and then the mind control and the infiltrations. So it's a very difficult path to be trying to attain knowledge, because we can leave our heart and go into our head, and the information can start to get screwed up. So the heart, you know, connecting to the mother and the core, you know, grounded energies of the mother, you know, will really help us to, you know, integrate, you know, areas that work much better together than separate. And we don't want to be compartmentalized. I mean, we want wounded self to be one with, you know, our unconditional loving heart and the wisdom of our mind. You know, if we're fragmented, then it's easy for us to slip into behaviors that we might question later. And then, you know, there's just sabotage and going back to ground zero again and again. And I know that, how that feels. It's like doing really well, and then all of a sudden, oh man, what was I thinking? Like, you know, just sort of allowed that wound to get back. Talking to you and being at the, you know, it's being able to be transparent and honest about this stuff, to me, is where the healing begins. Because to try and pretend, you know, we're perfect or also incapable, you know, that doesn't serve anyone.
Yeah, there seems to be, you know, all kinds of different people in this field, and not to be in judgment, but just to kind of catalog it. But I've seen that the people that have the Pollyanna approach, you know, like, it's all good, it's all love, and it's all, you know, it's this and that, you know, and they will not even look at the dark side or recognize anything dark going on, even their own dark side, because they think that lessens them, or that makes them less than the spiritual image that's been given to them that they have to be. You know, like, I get that projected on me a lot, because, you know, people have this image of Jesus or a master or whatever. And as soon as you step out of that image of how you're supposed to behave, you know, then they come after you. You know, they come after you with loaded guns. You know, it's unbelievable. Yeah. And then you have the other people that are, you know, just your basic everyday people that are ignorant, you know, that just are so tied into the system that they don't have a clue. And a lot of them don't want to have a clue. They don't want to evolve or expand. And then you have another aspect out there that is are willing participants in, you know, shills and things like that, and trolls. Everybody has different names for them. And they're there just to create the confusion and create the problems. And, you know, they come from different agencies, or they have different agendas. And it seems like with this big mix that, you know, and then there are the people like, you know, like us, and there's other people out there too. A lot of people will be speaking, you know, this July 4th, you included, at the event, covering all this stuff and the DNA changes and the opening. But we're more transparent, more authentic, and we're covering it all. And we're not afraid to look at the dark side of things. We're not afraid, but we do it with loving detachment. But we do acknowledge it, that it is there. It does have, you know, it is playing a role, and we need to observe it, acknowledge it, and then, you know, transcend it. But it's interesting in dealing with this information. I get people that come up here to the ranch a lot of times, and there's times, and I know you've got this too, where we're just hammered. You know, energetically hammered, physically hammered, side effects of some of the psychotronics and the other stuff that they're working with. And these guys come up there and so smug, and they go, well, that's not part of my reality, you know, and they have that spiritual smugness, you know, like, well, why can't you transit it? I have, you know, or if you're having trouble in your life, it's because
a reflection of what's going on in you. And it's like, there's nothing in my body that is, I mean, I went to a clairvoyant institute and I bumped into them, and because I was sort of thinking, you know, all right, I'm all about the inner work and taking responsibility, and maybe there is something karmic here, you know, maybe there is something about what I'm holding, you know, as to why I'm so freaking targeted and attacked. And this was before I knew anybody that talked about this sort of stuff, but I really needed help and it was bad. And I didn't expect them to really understand it or notice it, but they said, this isn't karmic, you know, this has nothing to do with something that you're manifesting because of what you're holding on to, or some dark force in you that you're getting an outer reflection of. And in fact, it was the opposite. They said, you know, and I'm not like everything that I'm told, I'm going to be like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, the consistency of hearing that over the years of, you know, they're just trying to stop you. I mean, that's all there is to it. The only thing I could really do, and what they, you know, were reminding me of, is you can be senior to it. You can rise above it, and you can allow it to push you into the fullness of all you are instead of crush you. And I sort of look at it like an energetic gym. You know, it's like, here comes the weight. And if you don't push back, it's going to crush you. So, you know, it doesn't mean you have to fight it. But if you see, you know, the resistance, the boundaries, and the strength to just handle it, you know, it builds muscle. And, you know, at this point, I think we're just so incredibly strong. But, you know, the targeting has nothing to do with something being wrong with us. And I just don't agree with that. And I don't, that spiritual snobbery, you know, I don't have a whole lot of time for it. I'm trying not to be a bitch about it, but, like, you know, whatever, you know.
Go ahead and be a bitch about it. No, it needs to be addressed. And I think it really needs to be addressed on a level that the spiritual ego that's going on right now is just amazing. And I see people with their hands folded in the proper way, and they have they're wearing the right outfit, the right robes, the right everything. they've got the gear down, you know, and everything else. And they, you know, they can bend themselves into a pretzel or whatever, and they can say the Sanskrit words and things like that. And, you know, the whole thing going on, but when you really look inside of them, they haven't done their work at all. And it's all a mask. You know, it's an act in a way. And, you know, and it's really interesting. And when you're just authentic with them and you're just being real, it's like they're really quick to jump on anything you say that that is outside of the high spiritual path, you know. You know, it's like, I go, come on, let's be authentic, you know. And the same thing, you know, with the chemtrails and things. You know, as we speak, a plane just flew right over us and laid a chemtrail out from horizon to horizon. So, you know, it's like, you know, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, I can't say that didn't happen. I can't say that's a contrail. I know it's not a contrail. It's like at what point, and you show people stuff like this and they go, well, why are you being so negative?
I know.
Oh my God, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, like, it's not a destination to be in, you know, certain reactions about it. Like, you know, I think there's just different stages. You know, I think for some people when they first, you know, get a grip on the fact that this is happening, you know, there might be fear and anger and all this different stuff. You know, it's not a destination, but like, we should have no judgment about the process. You know, I think it's a very healthy reaction to something that's completely, you know, criminal and wrong. You know, if we're in denial or we act like we should just, you know, be completely positive about it. I mean, do we do that, you know, if we thought, you know, a child was being molested? I mean, I'm all about getting pissed and passionate, but I know that, you know, there's some energies that I don't want to remain in, but I'm going to need to move through it in order to use it as a tool. So if I'm feeling, you know, anxious or fear, it's like, okay, I'm going to let that linger for just long enough to push me and nudge me in the right direction instead of, you know, pull me into, you know, a low way of thinking, but I'm not going to deny the need to move through that layer. I mean, it's like if somebody passes away, there's a mourning period. You know, if you go through a breakup, there's, you know, the need to just sort of process and bounce back. You know, if we go, you know, somewhere, I mean, so, you know, people, you know, are so afraid of either the activation of awakening that something like chemtrails can give or the crushing reality that the foundation that they trusted or invested in, you know, is a bunch of BS, you know, because there is an awakening aspect to realizing the game being played. Because once we realize it and we recognize we need to fall back on ourselves, then the next phase is liberation, sovereignty, empowerment. You know, so now I can see chemtrails and, you know, I don't lose myself to maybe how I felt before, but there's no issue, I feel, with having to move through those layers. And we get through them a lot quicker, you know, by just, you know, facing it head on. I mean, what more proof can a person possibly need? It's just ridiculous. It's like, it's embarrassing. It's like you look at the sky and you act like that's nothing. And then there's an issue with like us having a reaction to it. We're talking like nanoparticles. We're talking, you know, assaults and toxins, you know, but as we are in this shift time and we move into higher dimensions, we can assimilate and alchemize this stuff, you know, and that's where the spiritual path and, you know, really understanding, you know, the need for that authenticity and, you know, being real comes in. Because how can we possibly raise our vibration, you know, if we're living on a surface level or being petty and ridiculous about how somebody else is handling something that deserves a reaction and deserves attention, you know? But again, you know, there's certain energies that, you know, can have a debilitating effect if we hold on to it for too long. But, you know, if we can use it as a tool, you know, then we can embrace, you know, the anxieties we feel and the depression we might fall into and move through it that much quicker, because, you know, we're giving it a lot more respect instead of thinking, oh, I've got an issue or I should be medicated. It's like, you see the water's getting polluted and the sky's being sprayed. Hell yeah. You know, it's going to suck to just be in this reality for a little bit, but something else, you know, clicks in and then the alchemy and the change begins to happen. And everybody can go through that initiation, but the denial or the projections on people like us who are willing to look at it, you know, I feel like, you know, don't you feel like you're in like trapped in elementary school with just people just wearing clothes that make it look like they graduated from high school? It's like, no, you haven't.
That is exactly the way I've been feeling lately. And not again saying I'm higher or lower or anything else, but I just been totally, I mean, I feel so out of place lately that I'm just, you know, I run into these people and I just go, oh my God, where do you begin? You know, and they're trapped in the material world. This thing that's been created down here, that, you know, the American dream, which is really a nightmare. And especially considering what it does to the planet, you know, but the one thing that I always tell people, I'll say, well, let's say you were given this magic pill and you took this magic pill and all of your health was restored and you were totally immune to everything. and nothing was going to affect you, will you still stand by and watch the suffering of others and watch the destruction of nature and, you know, these massive wildfires that are going on because the trees are all covered with aluminum and they're dying because they can't bring nutrients up, you know, because the aluminum is blocking it. You know, it's like, how do you sit back and watch all this stuff and not do something? You know, this spiritual smugness of saying that I'm so spiritual that I'm beyond all this, to me, it just blows me away. I just said, you're not beyond this. Everything is connected. You know, when there's suffering in or where everybody's suffering, you know, it's all one unified field. And we need to start looking at this a little differently and start taking care of each other down here. And if we did that, you know, you wouldn't start doing things that were harmful to humanity and the planet. You know, if people were really tied into unity consciousness and understood what that was about and universal law, that none of this stuff would exist.
I completely agree. I mean, you know, if we saw somebody, you know, throwing trash on the beach, I mean, anybody, you know, would probably feel offended by it. So why on a larger level are we not addressing, you know, the desecration of nature and the irresponsibility of the leaders that allow it? You know, the most important thing we can do is have maturity and take more responsibility. And that's, you know, the way we need to be amongst each other. Like, you know, if we have a wound, it doesn't help to act out or act, you know, or to try and hide it or you know, but at the same time, you know, somebody has to allow us to see that we're maybe operating from a wound and we can help one another. I mean, that's unity consciousness. It's not, you know, these facades. Let's wave our flag for the next, you know, president and let's just come together and wear all the right clothes and have the right lingo. And you know, it's just, and that's why it can be so painful to be around people because the conversations aren't deep enough. And I'm not saying it's no judgment. I'm, you know, maybe it's just there wasn't enough space held or time held to have those conversations because everybody's got depth. But, you know, without those deeper conversations and without being able to kind of, you know, like help raise, you know, the vibration in each other, you know, without the shame or, you know, any issue connected to whatever needs to be healed, it's like we have to cut ourselves a lot of slack. I mean, when we're born to our parents, we naturally take that ancestral patterning or any sort of DNA damage and we put it upon ourselves to be the carriers and healers of it. And if we don't admit that we're on a healing path, that level of denial, you know, just passes on, you know, even greater damage because we're going against the regenerative power of nature because nature knows to heal. The minute we cut ourselves, it's on it. It's going to form a scab. It's going to form a scar. We don't need to command it, you know. And so nature is always trying to restore and heal us and regenerate us. And we go against it with these programs when we could really hold space for each other and allow these forces to do their magic without it being like, you know, the hospital bed with the IV and the drugs. It can be like spontaneous and just beautiful. And then, you know, somebody else, you know, gets that activation and that's, you know, and the ripple effect. So, I mean, this is what, when I come, you know, to a SETI and my talks and my workshop, this is what I'm going to be focusing on. You know, what is unity really? What is this unity consciousness? And, you know, how can we, you know, be more grounded and more present with that? You know, same thing with just our daily lifestyle. You know, what's the greatest teacher? You know, I say our life, you know, our physical bodies and its symptoms, you know, things that we manifest throughout the day, you know, and it's not that we're at fault for the assaults and attacks, but it can remind us of where we need strengthening, where we need to release maybe ourselves from past lives and some of the wounds and some of the, you know, areas that, you know, we allow things to sneak in. But, you know, every moment is an opportunity to grow and thrive. You know, it's not for later. It's not for that class or workshop, even though those things are important, you know, but it's, I think we just need to remind ourselves and train ourselves again, you know, to just allow every moment to enhance us and keep us on track and move us in the right direction. You know, working with the natural laws, cosmic laws and nature and the elements and our own internal elements that our soul energy is made of that is, you know, aligning with the Venus transits in this ascension period. So it's really exciting because it's not as difficult as we all think. It's just, if we can just shut off the TV and get these, you know, and get the negative entities out of our space, you know, it's actually very magical and easy for these upgrades to happen, you know, but we allow ourselves to be in relationship with the imposters. You know, it's very difficult for those energies to come in and work their magic.
Yeah, I agree. I know you're going to cover all that on the July 4th weekend conference here. The we have a lot of other excuse me, good speakers coming in that are going to try to tie all this together. But the it seems, you know, looking at this whole event lately, and just I've been feeling like that, well, the earth has just been getting slammed over and over again with these geomagnetic storms and shock waves and things like that. And I know we lost one of our satellites just recently because of that, one of the solar observatories satellites. But these energy shifts, you know, to me, it's undeniable. I mean, I look out my window at night and I see, you know, aurora borealis off the scale, just beautiful lately. And so, you know, you can't deny the fact that the earth is getting slammed with, you know, cosmic rays, gamma rays, and you know, solar storms and things like that. And it's just off the scale. Even NASA is putting out data now that shows the uptick and how much, you know, energy is coming into the planet right now. So I just don't see how anybody can avoid this, but I there's no way we can avoid it. But I think the thing we have to look at is, okay, how can we flow with it? How can we be frequency specific to where the Earth is evolving to and where our whole solar system is going?
Right. And you know, experience that, you know, as conduits and script writers that, you know, have, you know, allowed, you know, all the dark cycles of history to, you know, remind us that, you know, that we're on a path of mastery, you know, over these lower forces. And, you know, once we get sort of a grip on it all, you know, we're, you know, really just like, you know, participants in this. And that's part of the unconditional love of the mother, to give us that experience to be able to wake up to this. I mean, we don't need to save her. I mean, but she's allowing us to see where we're going wrong by accepting the assaults and all these toxins in the environment, you know? Yes. And it's like, okay, you know, it's like being in a dream. It's a lucid dream. Like, okay, if there's skies being sprayed, there's mind control. If the waters are polluted, then our emotional waters, you know, need cleansing. And, you know, what work, you know, can we do in the face of what we're seeing outside of us? You know, where can we go inside and do something about it from the inside out? You know, and the other thing is, you know, people getting more linked to artificial intelligence that pulls them away from these organic upgrades and epiphanies and reminders and, you know, things that just stimulate, you know, the higher mind and, you know, the natural progression into our monadic bodies and then, you know, our avatar consciousness and the reawakening of the 12th strand and beyond, that's available. But then you've got like this artificial intelligence that, you know, is an imitator, you know, that, you know, is going to do a lot of that, you know, for the individual. And then they're going to wake up one day on that timeline and realize that it's going to destroy all biological life. And there's not going to be a whole lot left because the very basis of it is coming in from another universe. It's a foreign entity. You know, but you know, there's great technologies and great things we can align with that'll help us. And it's going to be difficult to tell the difference because, you know, there's a lot of people embedded in, you know, movements that should, you know, be helping to inform humanity in a positive way that are promoting this stuff. And they're amongst us. I mean, I don't want to name the speakers that I notice are completely promoting, you know, exactly what the negative ETs want without admitting that there are negative ETs. And I'm just like, and the crowds they draw. And I'm just like, are people not seeing this? You know, but yeah. I'm not, you know, trying to say, well, I have it all figured out either, but, you know, whatever.
No, I've noticed that too. It's unbelievable because, you know, I think one of the, there's several things to be very wary of. And one, you know, there are people out there, and again, I don't want to mention a lot of names, they'll say there are no negative ETs, you know, and that's a big one because they're saying just open up wide to anything. And it's not only negative ETs, but there's astral beings and there's a long, long history of entities that don't have our highest and best good, you know, in mind, you know, and it's very well documented. And just make blanket statements like that is ridiculous. You know, and it's also very, it's the most unconscious, let's say, trying to think of the right word for it, but, you know, it's dangerous, basically, you know, to do stuff like that. You know, we need to learn how to maintain our self-authority and heal unseen negative influences. And, you know, there's some training involved that we need to work with. And we just can't go in there wide open. We're going to get our butts kicked or possessed or whatever, you know. You know, all kinds of things can happen. And we need to be aware of that. But, yeah, you know, there's a... Yeah, and there's another program I see where people are strutting around and up on stage, and they're giving us all this information, and they borrow a lot of truth, you know, and a lot of scientific data and synthesize it, which makes them very believable. And then they go three or four steps beyond their abilities and act like gurus and avatars and things like that. But it's all about, you know, they're still seeking acceptance and approval outside of themselves, you know, through the masses or whatever. And they're still running that program. But it's kind of interesting watching this. And I'm just watching these channeled messages lately. I'm going, oh, my God. And every time something happens on the earth, it's turned into some big, elaborate, reptilian base destruction or whatever, you know, just go. And I'm not saying that stuff isn't happening. It is happening. But I noticed some of the people that are channeling these messages and saying, oh, everything's destroyed. We can all rest now. It's all done, you know. I just go, it's not done. You know, it's there's indicators that are showing us really clearly that it isn't finished yet. It's not done. And that's wishful thinking. And this, you know, the same thing with the reevaluation thing and buying all the dinars and all these other things that have been going on for, you know, these albatross, they have all these different programs and they're all pyramid schemes kind of. And I just see that over and over again and just go, when are we going to stop falling for this one? You know, when are we going to stop, you know, falling? I mean, there's one guy that came to our ranch and trying to get us to invest in this thing. And it was supposedly Saint Germain, tied in the Saint Germain fund. And anybody that didn't invest in it had a black consciousness and they put this spiritual guilt programs on you. And all the time I looked at it, I go, this is just a pyramid. This is just a pyramid. The guy got all upset at me, you know, because I wouldn't go along with the group consciousness that they're working with. And the guy was so huge, you know, he broke like three or four chairs while he was here every time he sat in a chair, you know, which kind of showed me something. But it's just kind of, he was, you know, when somebody's having all these accidents and all these other things, it's, you know, the universe telling you something when you're observing that. But it's, you know, I look at this stuff and I just go, and, you know, I go, when are people going to just, like you're saying, get their BS meter going and just say, okay, look, this is going to get solved when I do my part. And when we all get together and solve this, that's when it's going to get solved. And I'm not going to get $1 billion handed to me because I'm a nice person, you know, this and this and this and this. If you're doing the work, yeah, you should get funded, you know, for doing the work and things like that. But, you know, now that there's supposedly all this gold out there that's coming in, all of a sudden all these people are turned spiritual. Oh, yeah, I'm a humanitarian. You know, I'm this, I'm that. But they weren't before. But now that there's the possibility of getting, you know, huge funding, you know, now they're all, you know, they've all created their programs and their things. But the first thing they're going to do is go buy a beach house, you know, or a new car or a Mercedes or something, you know, with the money. That's, you know, what's on their program. And then you question that. You go, well, if you're going to buy your beach house and your Mercedes and all this other stuff, but the whole purpose of this funding is to help those who are less fortunate rise up, you know, which is universal law, the law of one. How does that fit into, you know, the program, you know, and self-service versus service to others? And it's funny watching that all unfold right now.
Oh my gosh. It just blows my mind though. It's like, you know, because we are, you know, in alignment with the galactic plane, and there is just, you know, so much, you know, moving through us and coming up into our feet from the core of this earth. And just, you know, we're in this amazing, you know, period of activation. It's just like looking around, it's just like, why isn't anybody else getting this? Like, you know, and I'm not saying, you know, there's just a few of us and everybody else has just, you know, lost it. But it's just amazing to me how much it still exists, I guess, you know. And it's not that those that get it, like, we're perfect, but we understand that we're advancing the human vessel. We're helping each other advance ourselves, you know. It's not like, you know, put somebody up here and everybody else is beneath. It's more, you know, we're holding hands together and we're looking at this as a group and we're all supporting one another for, you know, this movement into higher earth energies based on, you know, the biological connection to, you know, this you know, this shift that we're in, the spec, God, there's so many different words for it, but the spectrum of frequency connected to our 15 dimensional chakras, you know, and the alchemy that's happening with healing the planetary logos of the seven chakras to move into that. And all these initiations that society and culture takes advantage of, medicates people for, and, you know, disempowers them when it's a very, very healthy, you know, natural thing to go through, you know, crisis and dark night of the soul journeys and, you know, all these, you know, initiations that, you know, people are so scared of these initiations that they run to, you know, the danger zone instead of, you know, us being able to look to each other. And how can we possibly look to each other when we're operating on these programs? So, you know, we can't really be that helpful. So, I mean, the prerequisite to unity consciousness is, you know, really doing the inner work and being, you know, a responsible citizen and being, you know, all about, you know, this sort of, you know, mentality that you completely hold. And that's why it's always refreshing to talk to you. I'm like, yes. Because, you know, when we're really being, you know, what we have the potential to be, it's not the old paradigm model of what spirituality has looked like in religion or government or in new age circles. It's really about holding hands together and boosting, you know, the frequency and releasing what doesn't serve us. And, you know, so there can't be a hierarchy or a snobbery, you know, because it's a very humble path. You know, you have to be very honest with yourself. You have to be, you know, really able to look at the truth and the beauty and the spirit within each individual and not hold them to the programming and stick them in a box, you know? And so, you know, it's a beautiful challenge, but can we do it? Can we get to it? You know, and that's what I love about hanging out with you and going to the ranch, because it's like, this is where it's happening. And it gets really uncomfortable when you don't feel that enough. Like you said, you've been feeling this way lately. You know, I know there's people around me that, you know, are on this wavelength, but I can't seem to find them. And I feel really ungrounded and just unsettled and, you know, weird. But I know it's, you know, out there. I just, you know, I got my own work to do to be able to really, you know, find it. But I mean, it's not in the online community. I mean, we're all really connected, which is beautiful. But,
you know, you're always welcome to come out here anytime if you need a little break and want to hang out with your spiritual family. You know, so.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really appreciate it. Because, you know, that level of, you know, humility and honesty and awareness, you know, that's really where it's at. And that allows, you know, all this organic, you know, magic to be able to, you know, work itself out, instead of, you know, be blocked. I mean, when you think about a person that's, you know, shut down or insecure or afraid of what people think, you know, that's one person that's not activating their purpose and allowing this parrot, you know, this matrix stuff to rule and control. And even if they're awake and conscious, they're still allowing that control. So, you know, why do we give that so much power is the question. So, you know, I just really look forward to, I mean, I just really think the next year or two is going to be so much better. This year has kicked my butt, but, you know, when Jupiter moves into Libra and we're all just, I think, you know, there's going to be a point where just a lot of people just have these aha moments and they recognize it's not about giving their power away. It's not feeling less than. It's about, you know, seeing each other as equals and finding that, you know, balance and harmony, because diversity and harmony is the oneness we're looking for, you know, and we can't gather if we're you know, taking advantage or, you know, trying to tell people what to think and what to believe, you know, when, you know, we're not allowing them to advance their own intuition and their own psychic abilities so that they can discern for themselves, because everybody's going to experience it differently. And we got to, you know, appreciate these differences. You know, the best thing we can do is tune our, you know, I see it's like orchestra, like tune the cello, you know, I'll play the violin, you know, and we're all playing this incredible music together instead of somebody, you know, bashing all the instruments and saying, I am the one with the almighty instrument and listen to this one. It's like, anyway, we know that old paradigm model isn't going to work. I'm just amazed that it still exists, but that's okay. Everything's in its own timing, you know. People are going to manifest the life events they need to wake themselves up, because I really feel like the inner spirit does not want to allow you to go down a harmful, destructive, artificial timeline. And there's survival mechanisms in place deep within our being that will pull us out of those traps before it's too late. And then there's some that maybe that won't be the case for, and they'll be abducting them, you know, genetics and whatever later on. And they'll have to relive that life cycle until they get it. But, you know, this creation is made of unconditional love, and, you know, it's just wonderful to be in alignment with it and to be, you know, able to see, you know, where I still need to work on myself and grow. It never ends. Sometimes I'm just amazed. I'm like, God, Laura, I thought you had that one down. Okay, I guess not.
Yeah, I know. I keep running into those things. I go, oh my God, I did it again, you know. But I always think we're ascending in spirals, you know. We're just getting higher and higher, and sometimes the lessons come around again and again, and until we're done with them, and it's like an ascending spiral. But you know, it's just the way the universe works. You know, we're hitting the end of the hour here, so I'm going to have to sign out. But I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, and I can't wait to see you, if not sooner, this July 4th event we're having here at East SETI. And is there any other announcements? Are you going to be at other speaking engagements, things you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, real quick. Well, there's going to be a workshop that I do at the ranch September 29th weekend, which is my birthday weekend. So that's kind of exciting that that all, you know, ended up that way. Desert's coming up June 3rd to 6th. I'm doing a Lightning in the Bottle, a festival, which I don't do festivals much, so this will be fun. The weekend before, May 26th to like the 1st of June. I don't have any, my website hasn't been updated, but there'll be some online events. But the big ones right now are Contact, Lightning in a Bottle, Aseti. And I'll be putting out a newsletter, you know, with, you know, anything else that I forgot to share. But, yeah, lots of good stuff. I'm really excited. And thanks so much for having me on. My day is just going to be awesome now. It's just so nice to share this, you know, likeness. Because sometimes it feels like so weird to just be processing all the time. And I know there's so many of us that are on the same page. But just to be in the energy of it is just so wonderful. So thank you.
All right. Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you on the show, and we'll be talking soon.
Okay. Awesome. Bye.
All right. It's James Goon with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Be authentic. Watch the sky. A lot of stuff going on, and stay in the heart. Anyway, have a good evening.